Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? This modern world's full of beauty and horror. I was talking the other day to a mate who's had a series of terrible relationships. He's been gaslighted, coercively controlled, manipulated, rinsed of cash by multiple people. And he knows when he's getting into these relationships as well. And having been through it, he knows the patterns, he knows the flags. So I said to him, don't do it again, man. I've been through this, you've been through this multiple times. I said, don't do it again. He said, I won't. And then he said, I just guess I'm always attracted to bad people. Why? I know a few people like this. Oh, I'm just attracted to bad people. What is this? Does this phenomena exist in anything else, like food? You're not attracted to bad food? Well, no, you are. Of course you are. Most of us are attracted to bad food. We know it's bad for us, but we still do it. Scrolling through social media, we know it's bad for us. We still do it. Piers Morgan, we know it's bad for us. We still do it. Fuck. Most of us are just masochists. But fortunately, most of us aren't attracted to bad people, I don't think, you know, or at least once bitten, twice shy. But my mate then says to me, oh, the trouble with me, Nathan, I just fall in love in seconds. I said, then that's not love, is it? That's attraction. I talked about Craig David's teeth yesterday. Catch up on that one. I didn't love Craig David. I didn't really love him. I didn't want to spend my whole life with him when I saw his teeth. I just loved his teeth. I wanted to spend my whole life with his teeth. Until his teeth said, fuck off, Nathan, this is creepy. But it really made me question whether I fall for someone quickly based on physical attributes, you know? When I'm asked what do I look for in someone, I always say sense of humour. But is that really true? Is that really first or second or third? And the biggest question I have to ask myself is, if my burglar had had scary eyes and teeth, rather than being the most attractive man I've ever seen, would I have chased him? His eyes were calling for me. Chase me. God, am I that fucking shallow? I'll only chase a burglar if he's fit. We all like to pretend it's what's inside that matters, but that instant reaction is always external. That's the reason you chase anyone, right? You never go, fuck, you look like a massive psychopath. I find you physically repulsive, but burglary, what an interesting career. I must get to know you. And as I was chasing him, I started to really question, am I just chasing him because he's fit? Because as I said the other day, I've been brought up to run away from fear, run away from danger. But this didn't seem scary. This seemed like something I was supposed to do. Was I chasing my burglar because he was fit? And is this going to cost me one day? I mean, what happens, I thought, if I die in this interaction and I'd have to choose between God and the devil? Much as you may try to argue, or God could be a woman. Look back at history. God is obviously not a woman. God is going to be this fucking old white guy with a white beard. He's going to look like a racist Father Christmas. Don't tell me God's not racist. Look back at history. What happens if I have to choose between racist old God and fucking fit, muscly, fit as fuck, red, horny devil? Fuck. Am I shallow? Have I always been shallow? I've always said I look for a sense of humour, but that's bullshit, right? I've got a sense of humour for two people. I don't need someone else to be funny in the fucking house. And let's face it, most properly funny people, you know, I'm talking the comedy geniuses of our time. They're grotesque, aren't they? If I'm being honest, what am I attracted to? I'm attracted to one word. Jumping off the deep end here, guys. Fit. I'm at the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never need the ground. And crash through the surface where they can't hurt me. Far from the shallow now. I'm shallow. That's what I'm attracted to, isn't it? Fit. And then if there's a sense of humour, well, that's just a bonus, isn't it? We'll try and fit it in where there's room with my massive award-winning sense of humour. I don't come for the sense of humour, I come for the fit. A plate of food has got to look good to the eater, right? If you know it's bad for you, it's got to look good. Looks like shit, but it tastes like heaven. So no one's going to eat that shit. No one. We're all shallow. I'm shallow. You're all fucking shallow. In the shell, you're all fucking shallow. And maybe what I hadn't considered before. Maybe I'm like my mates. Maybe I'm into bad boys. Is there something exciting knowing he's a bad man, but beautiful? Maybe I can help my burglar. Maybe we can be friends. I wouldn't have chased this burglar if he was ugly. I know that now. I'm admitting it. I wouldn't have chased this burglar if he was good. Fuck. You know what I mean? You can get a good burglar. You know, a gentleman thief, a sleight of hand, a pick the lock guy. This guy just booted the fucking door in. Just booted it in. He was a bad burglar. He was flawed. And when I get home, he'd left his holdall. He'd left his black holdall, his swag bag that he was going to fill up with my treasure. I mean, that's a bad burglar, right? He breaks into your house, takes nothing, and leaves you extra stuff that you didn't have before. What a shit burglar. It's a good bag as well. It's leather. I don't know how he afforded it. Yeah, I do. Burgling houses. But technically, it's stolen goods, isn't it? But, you know, I don't know the law. The police don't give a fuck. I'm off the deep end. It's a lawless society, right? The only law we respond to is the laws of attraction. All of us are shallow. And all of us will respond to something that we find physically attractive in someone else. But the good news is everyone has something about them that someone will find physically attractive. That's the great news. Hands, feet, legs, arms, chin, dimple, pimple, mole, hairy back, ears, nose, teeth, disgusting to some, beautiful to someone else. One of my mates said to me once, I find my boyfriend really attractive. He's got lovely armpits. What the fuck? She said, well, he's kind of chunky, so his upper arms stick against the side of his chest, and it's like a sweaty little damp cave I want to dip my fingers into. Fingers? Fucking disgusting, right? But one guy's atrocious is another girl's sweaty little damp little love cave. And my burglar, scary to many, no doubt, but beautiful to me. In the shallow. So here I am, guys, today, celebrating the shallow. It's fine, guys, relax, we're all shallow. We're all fucking shallow. We all want what's on the outside, because what's on the inside, we know, will always become annoying over time. Fucking annoying. oh, you're a bad boy, oh, you burgle houses. After a couple of years, stop fucking burgling houses. Annoying little twat. But what's on the outside, it never changes, does it? Really, you think it changes, you think, but it doesn't. The nose, the mouth, the teeth, the fucking armpits. And especially the eyes. Fall in love with the eyes, just like I did. Because they're the one thing that will never, ever fade. And that's not shallow, guys. It's very, very deep. And I repeat, have you seen this man? I see him. I see him in my dreams.